Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Topical Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. I almost forgot what day it is because I'm looking behind me. You see the big super blood double moon lunar eclipse, whatever the heck that's happening tomorrow night. Moon is pretty big and coming out tonight right behind me as you see the purple mountains behind me. Another spectacular winter day here in Arizona. Temps in the 80s, basically no wind. Just a spectacular, beautiful, sunny day, and now that big moon is with us as I record this video fairly quickly because I know we're going to be running out of the light real soon. So, Rhino of the Day is this Beanie Baby Rhino. I got a whole bunch of these, so I know I've showed at least one or two before, but there it is, Rhino of the Day. And today's message, Topical Tuesday, here in the U.S., we have an annual speech by our president called the State of the Union. And I'm sure this goes on in other places around the world. But it also goes on in businesses where the CEO of the company will give an announcement in a speech or a talk or some kind of write an article or whatever about the state of the company and where it is, where it ended up last year and the plans for the next year, and that's how things are done. So how, you may ask, when I put the title of this video, the description, how can any business owner or entrepreneur profit from Donald Trump's State of the Union address? Well, the answer is, I don't know anything about that because I don't know what the guy's going to say. And even if you wrote every word of the script, a lot of the times you have no idea what this guy's ever going to say. So I'm not talking about anything he's going to say. I'm talking about what you're going to say, what you could say. You could give your own State of the whatever address. Hey, Lincoln is here. Good seeing you. That's how an entrepreneur can do it. Now, this, unlike every other tip that I've ever given here, and on any of my live videos that I've been doing for over 10 months, this is a strategy I have not used myself. I've helped others use it, and I have associates and friends that have used it. They go out, and they just proclaim themselves the leader of their industry by claiming the mantelpiece of, I'm going to give the state of the whatever. So, for instance, they'll give the, you could be a local plumber in your town, and you could say, I'm going to give the state, here is the state of business in Podunk, Iowa, for 2018. And I'm going to take it upon myself to do that. And then you post that video to YouTube, and you post it on social media. You can send out a press release about it. You can send out a press release to your local media to book you to come on and give your talk and make your statements. And you have now lifted yourself to the level of expert business person in your town. And you can say, I will give this talk at the Chamber of Commerce. I'll go give it at a networking luncheon. You just self-proclaim by saying, I'm going to give the state of the whatever message. And I've seen this done. I've gotten emails about it. I've seen articles about it. I've had friends do videos about it. They give the state of their industry. And, of course, what do other people do? Other people assume and just look to this person. Well, they must know what they're talking about. I've done this without calling it the state of anything when I would give talks about trends in an industry. And always, it's one of the more popular talks that I give or articles that I write or a video. If I, you know, wrote a video here and said, I'm going to tell you trends in marketing for 2018, it would be one of the most popular videos. And that would be elevating myself to the position of, I'm going to proclaim what the trends are for the year. And I could call that the state of marketing for 2018. And by me doing that and by me publicizing that I did that, I elevate myself to expert status. So you don't have to wait until you get elected president of the United States to give a state of the whatever and to benefit from all that positioning and that expert status you'll gain from it. Just go do it. That's today's Topical Tuesday tip. Chris Bell is here. Thanks for being here. And who else is here? Phil is here. Happy birthday, Phil. Phil Brakefield is celebrating his birthday watching the big old big moon rise over the Purple Mountains in Arizona. Thanks for spending your little bit of your birthday here with us, Phil. And so that's it for Topical Tuesday. I hope you two will take this strategy and run with it. Please keep me updated and let me know how it goes. I think you'll have a lot of fun. More importantly, I think you'll make a lot of money with it. That's why I'm here every day. Speaking of which, I'll be back tomorrow on Wisdom Wednesday, where I will share a bit of wisdom to help you build a better business, work less, have less stress, make more money, all that good stuff. And yes, you can have all that good stuff together. When you get there, you'll realize, holy crap, he was right. I can work less, have less stress, and make more money all at the same time. I didn't believe that guy until I actually took action on what he helped me do. And then I get the gushing testimonials and case studies. Hopefully, one of those will be you. If it is, let me know. Keep me updated. I always love to hear about success from people that use the things that I help you with and the things I teach. I'll be back tomorrow on Wisdom Wednesday. If you're going to, by the way, here's a tip. If you're going to, tonight is one of the most entertaining nights of the year for anyone who's a fan of anything to do with politics and the nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. I don't think, maybe it's even on right now, I don't think I'm going to watch the actual speech itself that Trump's going to give, but I already set my recorder to record a completely off the deep end liberal channel and a completely off the deep end conservative channel, and I think two liberal channels, because there's so many of them, and I'm going to watch the post speech, whatever you call it, from both sides, because you already know what they're both going to say. One is going to, the anti-Trumpers are all going to say, he sucks, he's a lunatic, he's a loser, we got to impeach him. And the pro-Trumpers and the conservatives are going to go, man, it's unbelievable, what an incredible job he's doing, he's the greatest president ever. And it's just so much fun to watch this theater. And I noticed that one on the conservative channel I taped is this guy, if you ever get a chance to watch him, you ought to tape the thing and watch this guy named Sean Hannity on a conservative Fox cable channel, and I love this guy. Whenever I record this show and watch it, he loves to come out and say how he's fair and balanced, and yet he has perhaps the least fair and least balanced. It is hilarious. I mean, it is an echo chamber of all his guests saying, yeah, you're right about everything, and he only presents one side, and he's right about everything, and he's so off the deep end conservative, anti-liberal, and yet I love how he comes out, and then at the end he always goes, there it was, fair and balanced, or he said in the beginning or whatever. So I noticed that he's the guy who's on right after the Trump speech tonight, so I can already tell you what he's going to say. He's going to say it was the greatest speech ever, he's the greatest president, everything is fantastic. That'll be before or after I watch the liberal one, where they're going to trash Donald Trump like he's the worst thing that ever happened in this country. So that's a little suggestion, a little bonus tip for tonight, is enjoy the entertainment. I don't think the speech is going to be entertaining. These never are, these political speeches, kind of boring. But the pundits after, oh man, it's just going to be fun to flip those channels back and forth from the different recordings. So enjoy. I'll be back tomorrow with Wisdom Wednesday. Thanks everyone for being here today. Hope to catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.